This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show, guys. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Woo-hoo! I miss your faces. I miss your faces so much. Let me just start off by saying that. It's so hard not seeing you guys every week, but we are here. We're going to cover this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules. I'm so excited. There's a lot to get into. But first, my name is Rivette Soro. We have Jocelyn Jovan here with us today.
Hi, guys. I missed you guys.
Aw. And we also have Katie Thompson. Stop it, Katie.
I just want to give you all a hug.
And Jane Johnson, our resident AfterBuzz TV Vanderpump Rules news.
Hi, hotties. Tonight.
Ladies yes. night.
We're having a ladies' night. Of course, we miss Archie, but, you know, once in a while, we got to have just a girls' night, and that's what we're doing right now. Yeah. So we have a lot to get into. Katie and Schwartz got married again for the second time. We'll get into that later. Kristen was not invited, of course. Sheena was invited, but she couldn't go because of she got her eggs. What is
retrieved.
It called?
Egg retrieval. Retrieve.
Egg retrieval. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Brett and Dana are going on double dates with Raquel and James, which is kind of fun, kind of weird. Okay. I don't know. And Bo called Stassi's dad to ask for her hand in marriage, which was like really emotional for me.
Super cute.
It was really cute. But, you know, we'll get into all of that. First, I want to know your overall thoughts of this week's episode. Jane, would you like to go first?
Why not? This episode was very fun. It felt like it was one giant infomercial for Lisa Vanderpump's new ventures in Vegas.
Yeah.
But it was very entertaining. I never thought I'd see the day when she zip lines like that. There was a lot of fun activity that happened while they were away. I was slightly less interested in the goings on at Pig and Whistle on Hollywood Boulevard when Raquel ordered her first cheeseburger she's ever had. Of the cheeseburger with cheese. Like you know.
Why did you need to specify that you needed it with cheese? You ordered the cheeseburger. I laughed out loud.
She's a long way from Veggie Grill. But it was great. It was a good episode overall, entertaining. I liked it.
I thought it was entertaining, but it feels heavily produced and just very like everything is like, okay, so on this episode, y'all are going to Vegas and here's a schedule of what we're doing and please make it entertaining, which I'm fine with. I also like that type of reality television, but I'm missing that like season 1-4 vibe.
Right.
Feels different and I'm okay mm-hmm. with it, but it feels a little different. I don't know.
Highly produced.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like when Schwartz lost his marriage certificate again, I was like, and then they showed how he had the certificate and 97 seconds later it disappeared. I'm just like, come on now. Like
he probably handed it to a producer or something. Like it's
I hope
not,
so. Right. Yeah. That's why for me, this was one of the more boring episodes. You know, I'm here for the drama. I'm only here for drama. So there wasn't any drama. They should have invited Kristen, but I do see the build up to drama, which makes me excited. I'm always here for mm-hmm. that. But yeah, all like everything you guys said, infomercial for Lisa, a little just too highly produced. And we just need some more drama. More drama.
Yeah. They're going to have to get married a third time at whatever new location Lisa Vanderpump has.
I'm not tuning in.
It's like the teaser for like the next season when they're like, well, we got to get married again. Lisa's like, you know what? I'm starting a place in Europe. Why not?
See, I felt the same way as you guys, like it was kind of overproduced, but then because we've been getting some comments every week, like people are saying, watch the after show, like after the episode, they literally have an after show like we do. And they, you know, sit and talk about the episode. And in the after show, they were saying that Tom Schwartz, he did lose the second marriage certificate, but it's because he was like really drunk. And then plot twist, apparently the first marriage certificate didn't really go through or whatever, because Lisa, well, according to Katie, she said that Lisa forgot to like sign a few things on the actual marriage certificate. So it's kind of like Lisa's fault. And I wouldn't have known that unless I watched the after show. So thank you to our fans for suggesting that we do that, because I was like, oh, like that's some knowledge I didn't know. It was kind of Lisa's
because
fault.
Lisa was blaming them.
Yeah.
Well, it's both of them.
I can't believe it. I can't believe he lost it. Like,
well, Lisa didn't lose the marriage certificate. She just forgot to probably sign some parts, because it's up to the wife and husband to say, hey, you forgot to do this. But the second time in a row, well, your husband lost a certificate. That's not on Lisa. That's
it's
on
like
there.
Maybe and you I just don't didn't deserve understand. To be married.
Well, no, like, honestly, I would never give my man any important document to hold. Like, every woman knows you do not give important things. Like, you hold it. I have his passport. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go, why would she, after he lost it the first time, she's going to hand it over. And then he said, no, don't give it to me. And they're like, no, you will take it. Girl.
Because it was a script. It was scripted. They were like, all right. And then a producer took it. And then they kept it safe.
They're going to get married a third time. They're going to get married a third time. Not 30 in like 2 seasons from now. We're going to see them get married again.
No. Did you notice also when they were like on the podium and they were doing the vows and Schwartz just started like gazing off into the distance, just like, what am I doing here? Like, the third time they get married, they're gonna have to like bound and gag him just to get him there.
Yeah.
Well, I think he actually really liked it, because again, in the after show, he said, you know, his first wedding was always his dream wedding, and he loved that. Not that when he said dream wedding, I was like, I highly doubt that you have like had a dream wedding in your mind, Schwartz. But anyways, that's what he said. And then he said, but in the back of my head, I always kind of wanted that like Vegas, like Elvis type of wedding. Mm-hmm. So we got the best of both worlds.
That
I'm
is
just
cute.
Like over here, like fantasizing, and you guys are like, this was scripted.
One of my issues was when Katie last episode, not a fan of the prank, no pranky. But then Lisa's like, hey, let's prank him. And she's like, oh my God, yeah, this is so much fun. I'm like, this seems a little contradicting.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I think those are two different like levels of pranks.
But still.
Because I think like the cops is what triggered her.
Which is funny, because it's like, she should have been more offended by this prank, like on a personal level.
Yes.
It's way closer to home for her
than
being arrested by the cops, because we know nothing about that in her prior history. Like, for her, she should have been getting PTSD over this whole thing.
But it wasn't even her man. Like, you got so mad. Like, Ariana was mad too, but she didn't get as mad as Katie. Like, come on now.
That's funny. How about Lala and Randall, guys? Lala had some interesting takes. She was like, you're 47, you're too old to be a boyfriend. Is there an age limit where it's like embarrassing to have a boyfriend that's like over a certain age?
Yeah, no. 47.
Girl, yeah, you are engaged. You've been with your man for a long time. Is that like a real thing?
Oh yeah. First of all, after a certain amount of time of you guys being together, it's like, all right, what are we doing? And my Mark and I started dating when we were young. So I just gave him leeway because we were young. But, you know, Lala is younger than him, but he's still a grown man. And to call a grown man your boyfriend, that's just weird.
Yeah.
But or like, even partner. It's like, it just makes it sound weird. It's like, you rather either say fiance, husband, or nothing.
What if, like, they, like, got divorced, and then they're just getting back out there? Like, then what are they supposed to do?
I mean,
that makes sense.
I don't know, like, to get divorced and really get back out there at 47, though, like, I would think
that's
they would
did.
Be what he did. But I don't, did he really, like, get back out there, or did he kind of, like, get into another relationship?
He, like, grabbed his checkbook and got a Range Rover. He's like, okay. He's like,
who wants to ride on my PJ?
On his jet.
I think it's fine to date over however, you know, whatever your age is, it's fine. I just think probably the word boyfriend, because, you know, people in like middle school have boyfriends. So like, maybe just the word boy is like what sounds funny, because I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, you know, I have a lot of friends whose, you know, parents are single or dating and have like boyfriends or girlfriends, which is totally fine. But I guess maybe Lala was talking about just like the word boyfriend. Yeah.
But I don't love that as like a manipulative take to get him to propose. And then now that we're talking about it, it's like, that's probably why she has always from the beginning called him like my man.
Right.
Because she felt weird about calling him boyfriend. And then she just got to a point where she was like, I'm not calling you boyfriend. And I'm not even going to call you my man anymore. You're either fiance or you're out, you know.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
That's a good observation, because she definitely will always be like, my man.
My man.
So while everybody was in Vegas watching Tom and Katie get married for the second time, Sheena was at home. She had her egg retrieval. I think it went well. I don't know if they really got too deep into that, but I'm
happy she got like 9 eggs, and they needed, you have to wait to see like if they're viable or not, if you can like impregnate them or put the semen in them or whatever the stuff that happens inside. I'm not a doctor, clearly. I'm gonna stop talking about this. Rivette, please continue.
Do you have any coronavirus advice for us as well?
Just wash your hands and please stay inside.
I only go to Katie Thompson for that expert medical advice.
I go to Katie Thompson for any advice. Nice. Oh my God, guys. So what I thought was funny, okay, she, you know, was with Kristen, and Kristen's obviously upset. Tell me if you guys can relate to this, because I am so guilty of this. Some people think it's petty, but I personally do this all the time. Kristen said that, you know, she said, I muted Stassi and who else? Katie and like everybody's stories, because I didn't want to like be triggered by that. Do you guys think that's petty? Because I do that all the time.
No, oh, I it's think petty to not do it.
Yeah, she's protect, because I mean she seemed very upset. Like she's destroyed by this. So I think that she was just like, I'm going to protect my heart and not see all of the fun that they're having since I can't be a part of it.
It's important to do that. Like when you, I mean, we haven't yet seen Kristen acknowledge if she has any like anxiety issues or anything like that. But when you know that you do. Or you think you do, I think it's good to always be mindful of your triggers.
Yeah.
And whether it's a friend or a family member or certain things that you can see, it's good to just unfollow a page, unfollow a person, block them if you need to. Like, don't make yourself feel so guilty about that, because you know that you need to protect your energy overall, or it could trigger you to go crazy. And you don't want me to go crazy.
Yeah, and I don't think it came from a place of like, I'm not happy for them. Like, I don't want them to be happy. It's just more like, I'm so emotional. I don't want to see that and be upset because I'm not there.
Totally.
I wish I was.
Yeah.
Like, I relate to that like so hard, because I mute people's stories all the time. I'm like, I don't want to be sad about this, so I'm just not going to watch it. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
It's petty to unfollow, especially if you're a celeb, because people track that and they publicize it. But to mute is the move.
True.
I don't know, like, what is to mute? Like, you can do that on Instagram?
You mute their stories, or so I think you can also mute their posts.
Yeah, so that, like, if they post an Instagram story, it doesn't pop up top, so that you don't want to go click. But then once I block it, my ass is going straight to that page, so I can still watch it, so.
I didn't even know. I got to step up my mute game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just happy that no one's made you feel like you need to mute them. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay, we have some people in the live chat, so thank you for joining in. Vanessa D says, I know that Kristen has her moments, but the more the season has gone along, I feel bad for her. I've been seeing some of her interviews lately, and I really like her. Oh, I have to agree. I know like a lot of people don't like Kristen, but God, I just feel more and more bad for her every single. But I think it's because, like, Jerusalem, like, you want the drama, right? Even if she went to the wedding, like, I want the drama too, but I don't think she's, like, looking for drama this season. Yeah. I think she just, like, really misses her friends. Woo, that makes me sad. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even, because if we think about the start of it, at the start of the season, it wasn't even that she started drama. They were picking at her about the whole Carter thing. And because they don't like her response, then they decide, oh, we're over Kristen. She's just so, and it's kind of like, if anything, they were looking for a reason to cut Kristen off. And the real witches of WeHo, which is Stassi and Katie, And this, it's always been that way. Like even from earlier seasons where they would talk about how Stassi and Katie were the ones to rile up the negativity in the bunch and kind of just move things into a dark place. And so when we're seeing that, it's like, I feel like also when we're talking about like this season, they are dry AF. Katie's storyline is null and void. With Stassi, we're just looking forward to this engagement. But at the same time, it's like they're older, they're boring. And so is it like exciting for them to now pick on Kristen to give them something to do and focus on of like, oh my God, I'm so annoyed because Kristen, like you just need something to think, to just explain why you're annoyed. You're just annoyed because you're boring right now.
I've always thought that with Kristen, that it's they push her to the crazy limits that she gets to the point where she's like falling down and traveling, or like she would get really bad anxiety before they would travel. And I feel like it's because of the way that they would treat her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Kristen that we're seeing is not necessarily who she is. It's just like them making her react in these types of way, which is why I've always felt for Kristen. And like, yeah, she has her moments, but I don't think that she deserves to be treated the way that they're doing this. And I mean, I get that like they just don't want to be around her anymore, but I don't understand why now and why this is the reason when there's been so much other stuff in the past that would be an actual reason to stop talking to her. Like you're going to stop talking to her because she won't break up with her boyfriend, but you're not going to stop when she fucks your ex-boyfriend. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
In another room with her man in another room.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. Never forget.
That's why I feel like I always am saying like it's not about Carter. It's not about this specific instance. It's about like who she is, and they're just over it at this point because they feel like we're grown now. Like we don't need to deal with this. Bye-bye. And all that stuff. But like at the same time, she is getting this like sob story edit this season. And like, I find myself really feeling for her because like when you lose a friend, it's like you're grieving anything. It's like you're losing a loved one in your life. And they've been so close. Like she introduced Stassi and Bo. So that's like to not, maybe not be invited to their wedding is like such a huge loss. But, but then like at the same time, she was on one of those after shows and literally like went off. And that's why like Stassi and Kristen got in that huge Twitter war, because she was like, you're going to be washed up and be nothing after 40. Like you're just going to be an old person with a pop culture podcast. Like no one wants to listen to.
But that's
you're
what I'm talking down, about. You know, like that is the, like her reaction from pushing all of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that. Cause that's, she's reacting to how they're treating her. So she's like,
and like, yeah, like yeah. I would have had, if it was me, I would have already texted Katie like, bitch, you're not gonna invite me to your wedding and I was your friend. I don't, like, I would have cursed her out just because it's like, you're so hurt. So she took the high road. So if she's letting it come out in after shows and interviews, so be it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's been pushed to that point as well. But God, it's just so sad. Before we move on to our next topic, we have to thank the fans for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We could not do this without you. Thank you for tuning in and being so active in the comments and in the live chat each and every week. If you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. You can turn off the notifications if they get annoying. But wherever you are, don't forget to get involved in the conversation. And if you are on iTunes listening, give us 5 stars. Leave us a rating. No new ratings today, but we got a lot of nice comments. So thank you for that. But it would be nice to get like a rating next week, maybe, if you feel like it. So, you know, we're just going to move on for now.
Rivette is so cute. Sidebar, Rivette did a TikTok with her dad that is like my favorite.
Oh my God, you did? Oh my God, I have to go watch it immediately after this. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Thank you for the plug. I love you. My dad is something else. Okay, we have to talk about Brett and Dana. Seems like, okay, they're going on a double date with like James and Raquel. Yeah. I know it was like a cute little fun moment and the cheeseburger. It was just weird to me though. And then Brett was talking about Lisa, like, and Dana was just sitting there like eating, and it was just like, it was bizarre. What did you guys think of that whole scene? I don't know.
He's like, do you remember me kissing you? And then she says like what she says. And then he's just like, oh, I wasn't even trying to have sex with you. I was trying to have sex with Lisa. That's what I want to hear on a date. Thanks, sweetie.
I just don't understand why they were on a double date. Like, did Brett and Dana establish something aside from that cake kiss? I didn't really see much established there to them taking double dates with like coworkers. I'm confused.
Yeah, the producers were probably like, hey,
do something, because this Vegas wedding is not gonna cut it for the whole episode. We need some more action.
Yeah, I mean, they're forcing Dana into these relationships to keep her relevant and to keep the guys relevant, because otherwise Max or Brett would both be kicked off because of their mm-hmm. tweets, you know, like whatever. Anyway, it felt very forced to me for multiple reasons, because like Raquel and James are established and Brett and Dana have eaten tacos one time and now they're all on a double date out of nowhere. And the jokes felt forced to me too, because I'm like, I've never heard of, what is it? A fat pussy, meaning that she's hot.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever?
No, I don't want anybody to describe my pussy as fat. That isn't what I want.
But right, that's
you
not.
You can say it's fat. I don't want to take the conversation there. But
she was educating another way about what fat pussy means, and I was like, I don't think that's what it means.
Oh my right God, they're going to tear us apart in the comments right now. They're going to tear us apart for this.
Well, if you're commenting while you're there, can you tell me what fat pussy means? Because I don't think it means you're hot. Anyway,
that's what I mean. Okay, that's why I'm like, I don't know if I want that, because to me it doesn't sound like it's a great compliment for my said pussy. But if it is, then I will accept it. I love a compliment down there. I'll take it.
I don't know. Just some of your jokes
the
are
equivalent
really lost on
of
me.
BDE for guys, like big dick energy.
Right.
Can we that's make it what cuter, they said then? In the after show. Then, I know. I can't even say the word like what? Like it's just like weird. Like,
whoa! Oh my God, I love Rivette.
You know what else was super forced was the
fact
Sheena...
that they were at Pig and Whistle.
No, the Sheena lookalike who he slept with.
Oh, right.
In bed, and then the FaceTime. I was like, what? And he's like, and that she's like, weird. Oh, who is that in bed? It's like, I'm cringing at this. This is the worst. Her like hand is out of the sheet, and then she like comes out of it, and she's like got her necklace on and her makeup's a little smeared. Like, did they really even smash or not? I don't even know if I believe it.
I think so.
I don't.
That was a storyline.
So
she was a plant.
Forced on forced. And while we're on Sheena doppelgangers, because this has been bothering me for so long, and in the meantime, I wasn't on the Vanderpump after show to say, but Charlie calling her twins Tia and Tamara, yeah. You're not the first person to say that.
You're not original.
It's a Doja Cat song, and everybody's walking around the Bravoverse touting how, like, Charlie's so clever because she called her twins Tia and Tamara, and it's like, that's a, like, what, 2017 Doja Cat song? And it's
I'm
better
really
than
happy
anything
that you
Charlie
said, that.
Said on Vanderpump Rules. It's her most clever moment on the whole show. And
it's her only moment. It's literally her only moment.
Why is that so clever? Like, I could call mine the Olsen twins. Like, it's not that hard to come up with a pair of twins for your bobs. Like,
yes, you could call it
Jane,
It Takes
didn't
Two.
Didn't you tweet about this?
I think I texted you guys about it because I've been so mad. I've said it multiple times in text.
You're so pissed about it. You just have to keep
really
rage texting like Katie.
I had to get it out, you know? I don't think my Vanderpump News word. Daily is the right spot for it. And this felt right, and I had to take the opportunity because it's made
you did
me
it.
So mad.
We accept.
Good, because I didn't know that was a Doja Cat song. So without you, I wouldn't have known that. And you probably educated a bunch of people that are watching. So thank you.
And now I have Say So stuck in my head.
Too.
All right, guys. Also, seems like James is on his sober journey, which is great and amazing. Raquel is like really turned on by him being sober, and I think it's really cute.
I love
she like
she,
loves her man.
How she like corrected herself when she was like, "It's not that it wasn't good. It's just that his dick works now." Like basically, when she's like, "It's not a game of like, is it gonna work or is it not?" And you know what, whiskey dick is a real thing, girl. So I feel ya.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved that moment. It was so cute.
It was.
It really was.
I like every episode I'm loving Raquel more and more and more and more, and them together. I'm so like, he better not fuck this up.
Me too. I feel the same way about Bo, who I've loved from the start, but I just like keep loving him even more. Did you see how nervous he was calling Stassi's father on the phone? He's like, he's intimidating. So, like in his confessional, it was so cute, guys.
Yeah.
I do feel though that he should have FaceTimed him. Is that in the moment I was like, maybe a FaceTime? I don't know.
That's really intimidating.
I don't know. I just felt like this is a moment. Like, if you can't do it in person, look the man in the eye. Like, that's what my dad would say.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's like super facts. I just like that they showed the name because her dad has the same name as my fiance. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
Oh,
I know. It was like super weird. The same exact name. It's so
that
funny.
Is cute.
You're
that
dating
is cute.
Stassi's dad. How great.
I'm pretty much dating Stassi's
That's
dad.
That's the news.
He's a boss. So good for you, girl.
Yeah.
But wasn't Stassi's dad so funny? Because like, he took probably 5 minutes unedited to get to the fact that he was ultimately okay with them being engaged. He was like,
you're cute. Yeah, you guys are cute together. Yeah, I think you should get married. Yeah.
And then he said how bad of a partner Stassi would be.
He said, I can't guarantee she'll be a good wife.
Yeah.
Her parents keep just ripping her apart when it comes to how she's going to be in a relationship. But, I mean, we have seen her be a little, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
We've seen it.
Any last thoughts before we get into our pumptini, guys?
No.
What about the drama? No. It's getting boring.
I know. We need to speed it up. I agree. All right. So who wants to give their pumptini out first?
I'm giving my pumptini to Kristen. I know somebody's going to say it, but seriously, I feel bad for homegirl. And I would really like to just sit down with her and kind of give her some anxiety exercises that I do. And just help her hone into her inner bad bitch, because we all have one. Mm. And as once she does that, she'll be like, screw anybody who doesn't want to be my friend. And it'll have them come scouring back, because to me, like, that's the kind of people Stassi and Katie are. Like, and when you don't give them attention, then they'll probably want your attention.
Me with boys. Katie, would you like to go next?
I would love to. I'm not only going to give it to Lisa Vanderpump, but also to her fat pussy. I believe that it also deserves a pumptini. So cheers to you and that fat pee, babe. Get it.
And her bra, which apparently smells weird.
What? Like, this episode was so random. I just don't understand. No drama and mad random. Like, why?
Mad random.
A lot of little weird scenes.
Yeah. Shout out to our segment producers this episode. But I'm going to give my pumptini to the Charlie doppelganger with the weird, Sheena doppelganger with the weird name that started with a K. I don't know what it was. I think she was either trying to be on the Kardashians or on Vanderpump Rules. And she successfully made her way on one of them. But she... I am proud of this girl because she's not even in LA. She applied to a Lisa Vanderpump establishment and she seized that opportunity.
That's right,
she
girl.
Did not let it go.
She did.
She got on the show. She got her stage time with Lisa right in front of the camera. She banged Max and she got the afterwards close up. So
I think we'll see her again. I really do too.
Yeah.
Isn't that how they like started to sprinkle Sheena in? She banged the Real Housewives husband and then she made way to Vanderpump. So shout out to Sheena with a K.
Yeah.
You know what? We might need to bring her on here, guys.
Right.
Yes.
Let's get it out.
Get
to her now while we can.
I know. My pumptini goes to Bo just because I'm such a romantic. And I love that he's like planning this proposal. Meanwhile, Stassi's like just being so annoying and he's being like so good about it. And yeah, I just love Bo. All right. And it's time for some news, Jerozalyn.
Yes, I got a lot of tea for you guys today. That's
off the board.
Yeah.
So the first story, we have Jax and Brittany pretty much shutting down if they're going to do a virtual reunion show. They want no parts. Jax says he would be frustrated because I have a lot to say. As for Brittany, she's made a really good point saying, I feel like we wouldn't be able to get out what we have to say because, you know, so many people get angry and they leave set. So if you're on a Zoom, all you have to do is click leave meeting. I agree with Brittany, and let's just hope this ends sooner. They figure out some social distancing ways to just kind of bring them together and just have them sitting 6 feet apart, and let's get this reunion popping because we need this reunion.
We do.
Yes. Next on the list, we have our girl Lala. She recently did an interview with People where she admitted that she has desires of wanting to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yep. We know that.
We love it.
Mm-hmm. We know that she's preparing to walk down the aisle with Randall soon. And, you know, she would be a great runner because wasn't his ex-wife or something involved or something. I don't know. His ex-wife wasn't on the show.
She was on You.
I'm getting mixed. Yeah, she was on You. I'm getting mixed up with the husband that Sheena slept with. But
yes.
I know.
I think she would be a good addition. And they did ask her, like, if she wants to be in, like, any of Randall's movies, to which she admitted she tried to be in one of his recent movies, but he gave the part to an actual renowned actress, Megan Fox. Oops. Sorry, Lala. Better luck next time. And our last story we have is Danica versus Stassi on Twitter in the past couple of days. Stassi recently, you know, it seemed like a joke. She said, I'm willing to go back to waitressing at Sir for this quarantine to be over. Honestly, at this point, I'd pay to put on that Sir dress and clock in. Mm. To which Danica replied, while Tom and Tom are raising money for their employees, you're kind of insulting this pandemic that has left everyone at Sir having to file for unemployment. Everyone at Sir is struggling while you're insensitively cracking jokes and sitting pretty in your new house, SMH.
Hmm.
Sounds a little like some hate, but yeah. At the same time, you know, I get what Danica's saying. People are unemployment. Raquel, going into this next story, Raquel is also on unemployment. She's been recently getting flagged. People are asking her for money on Instagram, and she's letting them know that she has no money. She's actually on unemployment because, like Danica just said, all the servers at Lisa's restaurant had to file up for unemployment because the restaurants are closed. So, yeah, that's our news and gossip. And
that's a lot of tea. I'm like,
juicy God.
Yeah, you're like taking it all in. But anybody who's on unemployment, just stay faithful. We're gonna get through this. Keep yourself active. Invest in your hobbies. Right now is the time. That's what I'm doing. I just purchased the online store today.
Yes.
Invest in yourself. Invest in your time, and just don't focus on the negative.
I love that.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, guys, time for some quick predictions before we wrap up. Katie, you will not go first. I know you
No, I can. I paid you attention. Do. Let me go first.
Oh, my God.
I predict that we are going to get some freaking James and Lala music, and I am so excited, you guys. I will be on the freeway. I'll be going real fast, and I throw on my Vanderpump playlist, and there's a lot of James and Lala on there, so... stoked for that, and we better see this damn engagement soon. I'm sick of the whole thing with these seasons or this season is like everything is like a 7-episode lead up, and I'm just like, let's do it.
True.
My prediction is Kristen is gonna stir up some drama, and I'm gonna be here for it. Because this season is dry and we need drama. And Kristen's pretty much the only one to bring it. And Sheena. And maybe Sheena with a K. And she can remake, what is it? Sweet as Silver. Which I thought.
That was Sweet so as funny. Silver.
That was great.
Funny. That was funny. I love it. Jane?
I think that Dana and Brett are going to bone. And then... Max and Brett are gonna get in a fight over Dana, like a visual fight that we have to somehow,
like that throwback see. Jax fight. I want to see that.
Yeah,
you wanna go?
I think they're gonna duke it out.
I love it.
Yes,
I think they will bone, but I don't think Brett's really gonna be into Dana. I think he's gonna hurt her, and I also think that it says Lisa was encouraging Bo to invite Kristen somewhere, and then Stassi gets mad. I don't know what that's about. Maybe the proposal. Actually, no. Stassi doesn't know about the proposal. But
he pops out of the mausoleum.
So yeah, we're gonna get some drama, which I'm excited about. Hopefully it comes next week, but we do have to wrap up. We're running out of time, guys. I'm so sad. I could talk about this all day. We all could, but you'll have to wait for next week. Quick shout outs, Victoria Items, Vanessa D, Billy Branch in the live chat. Thank you for tuning in and we'll see you next week. You can find me at Rebet Soro on all social media platforms, especially TikTok. You know the drill. Jerosalyn, where can we find you?
At Jerosalyn Diva, Jerosalyn Diva, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Yeah.
All of it.
Yay. Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN _ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the stuff. Come find me.
And I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's, and make sure to check out my podcast, See You Next Tuesday, which Jane was on this week. So go and listen to us. There's technical difficulties at first, but just get past it. It's fine.
Get through it. It's good stuff, guys. Bye.
Right, bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners.